The Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. There was a prophetess, Anna, the daughter of Phanuel of the tribe of Asher. She was advanced in years, having lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. She never left the temple, but worshiped night and day with fasting and prayer, and coming forward at that very time, she gave thanks to God and spoke about the child to all who were awaiting the redemption of Jerusalem. When they had fulfilled all of the prescriptions of the law of the Lord, they returned to Galilee, to their own town of Nazareth. The child grew and became strong, filled with wisdom, and the favor of God was upon him. The Gospel of the Lord. Good, so once again, good morning, brothers and sisters. I want to tell you a little bit today about the prophetess Anna, because I don't think I've ever told you about Anna before. And she's kind of interesting, this character. Now, the day that Jesus is presented in the temple, he's met by two elderly people. He's met by elderly Simeon and elderly Anna, who had persevered in prayer their whole lives long, hoping to see the day when they would one day see the Messiah, the promised one. And Simeon, we're told earlier in this same passage in the gospel, Simeon is directly promised by God that he would not die until he had seen the Messiah. And this very day, they take the child, baby Jesus, and they lay him into Simeon's arms, and he raises him up on high and blesses God, saying, "And now, Lord, you can let your servant go in peace. Your word has been fulfilled. My own eyes have seen the salvation which you have prepared in the sight of every people, a light to reveal you to the nations, and the glory of your people, Israel." Well, whereas Simeon is known for what he says, Anna is known for a lengthy description. So this big description, she's advanced in years, and she lived 7 years with her husband after her marriage, and then as a widow until she was 84. Question for you this morning. Do you really think they threw all those numbers in there just for kicks? Question for you this morning. Do you think I'd ask you that question if the answer was yes? Okay. No. Here's the thing. Everything in the scriptures is deliberate. Seven was the number of the covenant. And 12 is the number of the tribes of Israel. 7 12s is 84. That's why 84 was the number of the fulfillment of the covenant. Now, once upon a time, the prophet Isaiah had said that Israel would be a widow, and that God would come to redeem her. That's why the prophetess Anna spoke to everyone about the redemption of Jerusalem. She sees that her faithfulness was rewarded and the prophecy was fulfilled in her. She spoke to them about the redemption of Jerusalem. Redemption, that's an interesting word. You know, the word redeem means to buy back. In Latin, it's redimere. In Greek, it's lutrosen. It means to buy back. But what's interesting about the word redeem is the Hebrew word for redeem is ga'al. And ga'al means to bring about justice at the price of bloodshed. Isn't that interesting? So we know that Jesus, of course, won forgiveness for our sins, redeemed us at the price of his blood. But this morning I ask you to think about redemption in a brand new way. What Simeon longed for, what Anna longed for, it's not just the erasure of your sins. It's the establishment of justice. There's an element of redemption, and I don't think we emphasize this enough, by which all that is wrong is going to be set right by God. An element of redemption by which everything that is evil is somehow going to be undone. You know the Lord of the Rings books? Very last book, the very end of the book, there's a scene in that story between Samwise Gamgee and Gandalf. And Sam says to Gandalf, "What has happened to the world? Is everything sad going to become untrue?" That's redemption. Everything sad somehow will become untrue. There will be justice because of Jesus' blood. Or one of my favorite ways of putting it was from St. Thomas More. Earth has no wound that heaven will not heal. So there's your little thought for the day. If we persevere like Simeon and Anna, one day we too will see the salvation which God has revealed in the sight of every people. Amen.